Good morning, Rabboisaya! Lili Nishmasi Mimorosi Rusvas Mordechai. To start off, we want to wish a tremendous Hartzige Mazel Tov to Rav Nachman Seltzer and to Yehuda Tzvi. Where is he? 750 daf this kid did with us. His bar mitzvah was yesterday. Started as an 11-year-old. Unbelievable. It was a beautiful simcha. Yishkoyach Rav Nachman for being such a big part of the shir. Listen to this one. I saved this from November 29th. I've been Bli Neder, Bli Anar, started learning Daf Yomi. I was Nachman Seltz's friend in Torah Or 20 years ago and had not had a proper kfiyah since then. Thank you very much. This is Yosef Fletcher. Where is he?
He lives in England today, right?
So why are you turning around? You know. Ah, okay. Gated. Gated, yeah, that's what it says. Yosef Chaim Fletcher.
Father's a
Rabbi
Fletcher.
From
Chinuch,
you know
his father.
He
wrote the book
Hadamar Shabbos. Okay, very nice. Okay. Oh, my parents live in Nachal Revivim, it says here. It says Meforish. His parents live in Nachal Revivim.
Yeah.
Okay, Givaldik. Okay, I can get rid of that one now. Dear Rebelli, proud to be one of the first in the United Kingdom rocking the merch. They are really comfortable. P.S. My daughters want to know if there will be MDY tights. I told them, due to the large Hasidic members of MDY, there definitely will be a Vice Zucking coming soon. Shimmy Leifman. I really didn't read that part. Sometimes I get surprised myself by these things. Okay, maybe I should read these emails a little bit better. Ari Mechlovitz. Oh, another one from the UK. Manchester. Famous mishpach over there. I just come back from a few days holiday vacation for the Americans in Dubai. I can say for the first time in my life, I was able to keep up with the daily kviyas of learning while I was on holiday doing the daf. Previously on holidays, I always found plenty of reasons to not learn and become lazy. On the flight both there and back, obvious thing to do is download the shir and do the daf. The daf has really changed my life and mentally for learning. I was in Dubai. I think it would be perfect fit for MDY. First, you have the kosher restaurants with the adventure activities, desert safari, scuba diving. Dubai is also known to have the biggest and best in the world for everything, including the tallest building, the biggest theme park, the biggest observation wheel. What they are missing is the biggest, best Daf Yomi in the world. Keep up all the amazing things that you do. All the best. Ari Mechlovitz, London, Manchester. Shout out to my brother-in-law, Alex Wolfstein. Just found out while I was on holiday that he had been doing the Daf with you since the start of Megillah. So he's attached a picture of me with the famous Burj Al Arab in the backdrop with the MDY Gemara. Here it is. Yeah. Who's that tzaddik? I keep on forgetting his name. He's on Zoom every day and he's in Dubai a lot. The Hasidic guy. Nu, somebody?
Zevi.
What's his name?
Zevi.
Zevi? Not Zevi Shupers. A different Zevi. Zevi.
Fliegman.
Zevi Fliegman. Okay, that. Makes sense. Oh, by the way, yesterday I showed the Olam this picture of cutting the hooves of the horse, and I mentioned that my nephew, Yisrael Meir Katch, is one of these guys that does it professionally. And here he is, Rabboisai, with the racking the payas behind the ear. He's probably the only one in the world that does this for Parnassa with payas. Here it is, a great picture. I think, how did he know? He right away sent me. No, obviously he watches the daf. He lives in Cherry Hill, he says. He said, in this thing it said, and the daf is playing in the speaker in the background. LOL. So I don't know what LOL means. So he's joking with me. What snuff do we have here? Okay. Rabboisai, today's Sunday. And today is the official, we're not going to go into, you had a big vacation for the last few weeks. But today, officially, is the launch of the new Masechta, Chagiga. And in there, by the way, whoever donated money to Megillah, to, what are we learning now? Moed Katan. Moed Katan, thank you. It's hard to keep track. Every month, the new Masechta. There are 300, I'm not exaggerating, 300 names in the beginning of Masechta's Chagiga, in the front pages over there. Besides all the guys that gave the big money, like Dr. Epstein sitting and looking at me here. You're not in that page with the 300. You're like a different, you're chashuv, like platinum. Anyways, 300 is unbelievable. I didn't know that. The 300 people participated in this campaign. So anyways, the new campaign is starting. Join.fiyomi.com. Bring a friend. If you bring a friend, a lot of people ask me, how do I get a Gemara? Bring a friend. You get the new Chagiga. GrowTheShir.com. Oh, and there's a raffle again. The beginning of Yevamos is going to be a raffle, I think, for a Shas. So whatever happened to the guy that won the Shas, I don't know. Maybe I was supposed to call him or something. They called him. I know they spoke to him. Boys, here's today's pictures. Yosef, get ready. He's complaining about yesterday. Parnas Achoyish for the Koil is anonymous. L'Rufuas Yididen Reb Shalom Baruch Yudah Ben Malka Freda for Rufu Shlema. Meseches Moed Katan is dedicated by the Kessel and Davis families. Rufu Shlema for Miriam Esabas Dvoir Bekarov. Michael and Jamie Ben Mela, in memory of Devorah Fega Bat Shmuel Zuchan El Bracha, and Menachem Mendel Ben El Chana Zuchan El Bracha, may the Shabbos have an Aliyah, may Hashem bring Mashiach, Abe Skorsky, Yortzad of my father, Rabbi Aryeh Skorsky, Harav Tzvi, Aryeh Ben Avram, the Yortzad is Motzei Shabbos Sunday, which is today, in honor of the upcoming wedding of Binyamin Steinberger by a fellow Kensington Knacker, and happy birthday to BSSP 109. BSSP. Anybody? What's SP? There's a new one, no? You guys need to keep track here. By Mr. and Mrs. David Dimbert for Four Shlema, for Chana, Gabriella, Bas, Esther Rifka, in honor. You know those license plates, sometimes they put in words in like different languages, and the guys in the Department of Motor Vehicles, they don't, it goes right above their head. I'm a little nervous here. In honor of the skinny Simchas Beis Siyum Amegillah. I don't know. Ah, this is again the skinny. Are these the skinny guys? No, that was tiny. It's the skinny and it's tiny. In Nachmal, in honor of the skinny Simchas Beis Siyum Amegillah. Our boys, there we go. Today is Daf Yud Aleph. 10 Daf into the Masechta. This is a record. We got Dr. Factor pushed last night that we should get to the Mishnah. So we got to the Mishnah. Brand new sugya, because it's a pretty large daf today. So Baruch Hashem was starting from the Mishnah on time. The official Mishnah is Latzlacha Ruchni for Shimshon David Lipa ben Yudas Bela and Yosef Yehuda ben Bela and Yeshua Michael ben Bela. Yishkoyach Avi. Now he has to make it up. I told you there's going to be people that are... It never happened. I don't blame them.
You should have been
here. No, no. Some people don't come out to Shabbos. That's how it is. Says the Mishnah. Oisin makel legag ulemir peses maisei hedyot. So I don't want to start off right away the entire shir knocking myself, but we have a merpeses in this room, and we don't have a makel, and every day somebody tells us, and we ordered one. It's not a good excuse. It's not my fault, of course. It's his fault. You should have put a mic up there. I don't do the... Anyways... There has to be a mic. That's a merpeset right over there. I don't know if you could see it. Are you able to flip it around? I don't know if there's a camera that could show it. But that is a merpeset, Rabbi Yisai, and that requires some sort of fence so people don't fall down, like my son that's sitting right there at the edge. Oisim Michael Gag ul merpeset. Gag, of course, chi of Michael. If you live, this whole Shiloh, what you have to be, it has to be a place that you live, not live. You don't go there too often. Yes, often. Dairais or not. But the point is, for Sakari, you have to make some sort of fence. Maisa hedyot. So we're going to see exactly what it means. Maisa hedyot. So I just thought, cute Rashi. Rashi says, Kozak tana oisim al etstabish lefnei aliz doilish ke'ein shi'esh al sfas nahar rains. Like by the river rains in France, there's this, whatever it is, I don't know. I looked it up. They don't have it anymore. Disappeared in the last 1,000 years. That's some sort of fence going through. Rhymes. Okay. Shofin esatzdokin. So Rashi over here says that we're talking about a oven. And there's a crack in the oven. So you're allowed to fill in the crack. Umagilin. And we have to see the Gemara for this because it's not as simple as we read it. Umagilin means you take like a round roller, like a rolling pin, and you roll it down so you flatten out the cement into oisim b'magila, biyad u'beregel. So there's a number of categories here. One is to use a rolling pin like this. Here's your oven, here's your crack, and here's your cement. And with the rolling pin, you push the cement that's right over here, you push it into the crack. That's not such a maisa uman. You don't have to be such a professional, because I guess any guy could just hold on with two hands to the rolling pin and push it through. The next step is yad beregel. That's certainly, it's even a lesser mumchishkeit to use your hand, your foot. Avaloi b'machlitzayim. Machlitzayim is a trowel. I just added this trowel. I didn't like the picture that they gave us. I just overimposed. So you're using a trowel to push the cement. And this you have to be a little bit more of a mumcha. If you ever tried it, it's not as easy as it looks. You have to hit it on the edge. So this is more of a professional job. It goes in deeper maybe. So meila, it is asur on chalamoid. We're talking about chalamoid, fixing your oven on chalamoid. Hatzir, v'hatzinor, v'hakoyro, v'hamanol, v'mafteach. These are all mechanisms that you have on a door. We have with us Chaval, he's not here today, Rabbi Yisrael Halpern, he's somewhere in America probably. He's been a locksmith for 50 years. He actually fixed the lock on my house. He came, he did this. Anywhere he goes to the shul, he always fixes locks. Today he does it for free. Back in the day, that was his parnasa. So he could tell you a little bit more. But over here you have the tzir. I have a different picture. Maybe it's more, this is from a different mesechta. Not as fancy, but you could see a little bit better. The tzir is the piece that comes out on the bottom. And then it goes into this opening on the bottom and the top of the door. They still have it, like, you know, in wedding halls when the door swings open, you know, back and forth, sometimes they have this kind of mechanism. It's in the ground. In stores, sometimes you have it. All these things, if you don't have a door, what happens? Shalom Aleichem, come on in. This is your buddy from Los Angeles? We don't want to embarrass him, Azoy, like, live.
Get over here.
Get over here. So, hey, we have a seat just for the guests, right over here. What's your name?
Avi Weiss.
Avi Weiss. What a uncommon name. Shalom Aleichem. From Chicago,
Nechoich. We met in Los Angeles.
Wow, we did. Okay, Givaldic. Huh? Yeah, okay. He's saying we don't want to like embarrass you again. One time is enough, so just be careful. It's a very difficult seat because you're in the camera. B'chulu. Okay. So, We're holding here, you hear Avi, we're holding in the middle of a sugya of Mishnah, you came just in time. What you're allowed to do on Chalamoid, what you can't do. So a door is very important. Without a front door, the Ganavim come in, they'll steal your stuff. So you need to get the door locked and closed. Even on Chalamoid, you're allowed to fix this piece, that piece, the lock, the key, anything that's to do with the top piece that goes around, the lintel on top, whatever it has to do with the door, you're allowed to fix. You can fix it on chalamayid. Now, of course, if your door is broken 3-4 weeks before Yontif, don't start pushing off this job and say, oh, you know, I have a free day on chalamayid, let me do it then. That's not right. That's trickery with the wrong intent to use up a good day of chalamayid instead of learning Torah to fix your door. If it happens on chalamayid, you're allowed to. And to pickle your food, if it's for tzorech hamayid, it's oichal nefesh, kaifshon, you let it pickle. But if the pickling process takes a week, so you're not going to benefit from it on Yontif anyway, so it's also for you to do for something for after Yontif. You're permitted to do things on Yontif for food that have to do with Yontif itself. Says the Gemara, what does it mean you're allowed to fix a maybe skip ahead a little bit. So we have two pictures here. What does it mean, a maisa hedyot, unprofessional job? So one pshat is behutza v'dafna. Rav Yosef Amar behutza v'dafna. You're not making a real fence here. This is just to show people, hey, you're about to fall off the roof. But if somebody actually runs, he's probably going to go right through this. It's just palm trees. Behutza v'dafna. There's a fancier picture. You got a modern day porch. He puts a bunch of stones without cement. It might be a little bit better, preventing people from falling down, but still it's not a professional job. So that's permitted on Chalamoid. We learned if you have a crack in the oven, You can fill in the cracks in different ways. Hashtag Magei La'ar Mashari. If you say you're permitted to use a rolling pin, here's a picture of Beregel. If you use a rolling pin, which is a tool, so certainly you should be able to use your foot. Mazel Tov Yudit Tzvi, Mazel Tov, beautiful job. Bemes, he did one of the best jobs I've ever heard in laning. And Reb Nachman taught him. I don't know how you have time for all this stuff. Beautiful laner. The entire parsha, like in America, no mistakes. He has a beautiful voice, he's a soloist. All right, Zokti Gemara. Says the Gemara this. You thought a rolling pin is mutter, rolling pin is aser. You're trying to imitate, to mimic what a rolling pin does. But if you're going to use a tool, it's aser. I didn't say you could use a magela, a rolling pin. I said you're doing it like the magela. You're putting in the cement nice and you're going with your shoe back and forth until it's nice and smooth. That's okay, be other regal. But don't do a job that's so professional that it's like as if you used a trowel. You're allowed to fix anything that has to do with the front door or the side door. Virmini. Question. Ad Yomov. Yomov means Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So until his days, it says in the Mishnah, a couple of Mishnahs actually, you could hear the sound of Chol Moed of hammers going on and off the entire Yerushalayim, bang, 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 construction all day long on Chol Moed. And he came ahead and he instituted Ad Yom of In Mikan Ve'elach Loi. So it's also to use a kli, it's also to use a hammer. So what are you telling me? That you're allowed to fix a door? So the Gemara has four answers here. Loi Kashya. Kan Binan Abche. Kan Binan Agore. Oh, picture, I think, if I can find it. So, is this it? Yeah. Then apache. Again, Shomer catch. He uses this stuff. This is what he does, horseshoes. So, you see here, there's a piece of metal. You imagine the sound that this thing makes, metal on metal? That's insane. That, he said, no sound like that on Chol Hamoed. That's too much. We had also in Shabbos, Hashmas Kol. There's a big problem with sound. It's not good for, it's a chil yantav, a chil Shabbos. But if you're going to take a hammer and use it against a piece of wood, says Rashi, like you have a wooden lock, so it barely makes any sound. No, that's okay on Chol Hamoed. Maskular of Chizda, Yoimu kol rabba aser kol zutar shari. They're going to say a loud sound is aser, a lower tone is mutar. Nosatet v'rachal shiurin. Nobody. So then a guy's going to take this piece of metal and he's going to take his hammer and he's going to whack it quietly. You're asking for trouble. Once you start saying this kind of whacking is mutar, this is aser, you're asking for problems. Says Gemara, El Omer Rav Chizda, Loi Kashya, Ho B'magolei, Ho B'chatzinei. Oh. Here you go. If it's a saw, it's mutter. Yes, it makes a sound, but it's tolerable. It doesn't, you don't hear it 2 blocks away. But when a guy is whacking away with the axe, that's also, that makes a tremendous amount of noise. So what he's doing is, he's not being mechalik between noises. A lower sound and a louder sound, he's being mechalik between tools. He's saying, you can never use an axe, you could always use a saw. So it's not nasata dvarach l'shiurim. He's telling you which tools you can use, which you can't. Rapap Omar, another pshat, kan koyding zera, before Yechon Kohen Gadol came into play. So you were able to make all these sounds, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about before. Kan lacha gzera, where it says that it's aser, it's after Yochanan Kohen Gadol. By the way, he's not Reb Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol is before the Rebs. They were much greater than the Rebs. Kan la'achar, gzeiro. So after Yochanan Kohen Gadol anyways, instituted. What?
Anyways, he went up to Derech afterwards, right?
I don't know if that was him. No, it's Yochanan, but I think it might be somebody different. This is Shimon HaTzadik's Talmud. Okay, I don't know. Please, we have to look into it. No, you're small. No.
No, no, no.
Ravashi, Ravashi Omar. Ho, Rabbi Huda. Ho, Rabbi Yossi. So we're going to see on Amud Beis. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that when you have Dover Ovid, if you have a loss, don't worry about it. Just keep on going. You don't have to make any shino. You don't have to change anything. You can continue going. We'll see to the point where, let's say, you're going to have Mamash on Amud Beis, a Mishnah, his olives are going to get ruined. So he's allowed to press once. He's allowed to press twice, even though the second time has nothing to do with the first. He's pressing his olives just that he shouldn't have a loss. The Hanukkah says one time just not to have a loss. Rabbi says just keep on going. Doesn't matter. Once it's motor, it's motor. So Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion. You have a door, you have a front door. And if I don't fix it, I'm going to have a loss. Don't worry about it. Do anything you need to do to prevent the loss, including banging with a hammer. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You can't just, a loss is a loss, but you have to do it in different ways. Make sure that nobody hears you do a bitzin or whatever it is, but that's why you can't use a hammer according to review though. The Tana who says you have to change things around when you have a loss, the like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have to change it around. And that's our Mishnah. How could Rashi explains you have this lentil, you have this piece of wood on top of the door. Imagine this right over here. Comes out, and he says that there's like wooden pegs, wooden nails, pegs. So you push it back in, you fix the door. Again, this has to do with the hefsid. You don't have that, then anybody can come to your house. Kimak Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, Davar Avid, you just fix things up. If you have pickled food that you're going to do today and you're going to be able to eat it, it's going to become pickled within a day or two. So you're allowed to do it on Yantif, on Chol HaMoed. Says Gemara, Bidisa. That's the name of the river, like Pumpe Disa. It's the name of a river that's by Pum. So over here it's Bidisa Levi. Not Pumpe Disa, but Levi Bidisa. The name of the place was Levi. The name of the river is Bidisa. Kavre, it's interesting, Lashon, how the Gemara says it here, but basically there was fish in this river. And Ozel Kule Almo Tzud. The water, they let the water out. So what happens when you let the water out? The water level is very low. And then the fish get trapped in puddles, etc. So everybody had a field day. Azav Kuli Al-Mutsud. They went to trap the fish on Chol HaMoed. Isaac Kavra, they brought the fish back. Now what do you do? Everybody has too many fish to eat on Yontif. Shalu Rava L'Milmach Minayu. So Rava said, now after the fact, you didn't ask me. You ran and you caught these fish. Catching the fish, you're killing them basically. They're in these puddles and the water, they're still alive. But it's easy, an easy catch. Now you have too much and it's going to spoil. So what do? You put it in the freezer. What if you don't have a freezer? You lived 2,000 years ago. So you salt it. You salt it really heavy. The problem is that salting, as we're going to see, you can't eat it anymore. Once you salt it, you can't eat it today for sure not. You have to wait until the process finishes. There's so much salt, it's just not edible. That's Abaye, the obvious question. How could you permit them to salt it on real heavy, which means you're pickling these fish. You're not allowed to pickle fish if you can't eat it today. And today you can't eat it. You can't eat it on Yontif. It's way too salty. You have to wait a month until you can eat it. They went, they thought they're going to eat. And if you let it go now, it's going to get lost. Then it's like you have a business that you're going to incur a loss like we had yesterday. Ushari, it's mutter. So exactly what's going on here is not 100% clear, to me at least. You have the Chazon Ish who says that it's permitted to take only what you need for Yontif. But you don't have to be medayik and take out a ruler and a scale. Typically, you eat two fish, so you get two, three fish. You have one extra, okay, you'll salt it. You have like the Magen Avraham who says, no. Over here, we're talking about Harama, which is also interesting to understand how it fits into the sugya. Harama would mean, I could catch, I typically eat two fish for Yontif. Maybe, you know, two nice, one salmon. How much do we eat already? Two salmon. Okay, let's just go large. Two giant salmon. I can catch 100. Why? Because I'm using trickery. I'm using harama. I look at the salmon. I caught this out. No, I like the larger salmon. I want a large, so I'm going to use that one. And then the next one, no, I want the smaller. Kids, every day you're going to play around with what you want, what you don't want. You're doing harama. How exactly that fits into the Mishnah? V'chol kvashim shuyachal lechom em b'mayid kaishan. Seems like you can't pickle more than necessary. There's no harama over there. This is harama. Okay. Yesh lion, exactly. No, there's no inyan of bal tashchis to be mechal yontif for bal tashchis. I don't know that this is a heter for that. You already caught them. Yeah, but you're doing a tirchum aruba. What's the problem? The problem is you're working the fish now. You're allowed to, bal tashchis is sheval taisa. You don't do anything, it's going to go to waste. Now you're telling a guy, go do malacha on chalamayid, which is a tirchum aruba, take this fish, that fish, is a whole process. Mech Tais, you're allowed to do that for Bal Tashchus. Besides, Bal Tashchus and food. Bal Tashchus, the rice is to cut down a tree that has fruit. To let a fish go, like, you know, like our parents used to say, eat all the spinach, is Bal Tashchus. Not so posh, that's accurate. I don't want to put all the parents on the bus, but there's string beans for you, spinach for others. I know people that if their kids don't finish their food, it goes into the fridge. After the next day, it's a hole. Okay? Zog the Gemara. Vigad Amri. And some say it a little differently. Sharlu Rava Meitzad. It wasn't after the fact. They came to ask a Shiloh. They came running to Rava. Rava, what do we do? There's hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of fish. You can see it sometimes. When the tide goes low and the fish get confused and they get stuck. What do we do? It's a freebie here. We don't have to go with our fishing rods, our nets. Just everybody can grab free fish. She said, it's mutter. Catch it on yontif, on chalamayit. Meizel asuye umimlach. And then, whatever's left over, you go ahead and salt it. It says in the Mishnah only what we could eat on chalamayit, not for future use. So he answered, here's a whole different shot. Agavitsa means that you could rinse it. Rashi says you could rinse it many times and you could get rid of the salt. Just rinse it. There's a way to eat it even today. It might not be the best. It might be a little salty, but you're not going to have that crazy amount of pickling agents on it. You're going to rinse it and rinse it and rinse it until it's edible. He rinsed it 60 times. Again, 60 is a lashon of a guzma. He rinsed it many times. He left it there in the faucet, in the sink, for a good while, and all it was edible. And then Mela, you're asking me that today, how could you do a malacha on yontif, on chalamayit? That's a tircha meruba. That you're not going to have any benefit from it today on chalamayit. The answer is, I could. Bitchak. If I want to, I could rinse it off and eat it.
Rinsing is also a tircha. You can't even draw water from the well.
In those days, you mean? For us, it's like, not a big tircha. Yeah, but it's for eating. You're talking about two different things. Tircha, to save it for next month, on Yom Tov, it doesn't have any benefit. It's not oichal nefesh. Or tircha, to rinse it so I can eat it today. That's not a tircha. I'm allowed to do tircha to eat. I want to eat it now. I want to eat it on Yom Tov. So what? Why is it tircha yisera?
To rinse it enough.
Doesn't matter. For eating, it's fine.
Yeah, you're allowed to do whatever. I could make a fire. I could do whatever I need to eat. I want to eat, so I'm going to rinse it 60 times. Okay. That also explains why yesterday we discussed going to the market. And by the way, a lot of in the hotel. Been there for basically half my life, more, for 26 years in my Shver's hotel. In Chicago for Pesach. And Chalamayit, the Olam, goes shopping. But you're not allowed to. So they say, no, it's a davar avid. They have sales. So I don't know how, you know, it never sat well with me. Especially that they're using my credit card. So I came up with every isser in the world. But it seems like if it's a we learned yesterday. I didn't talk about it, but it seems like if it's a davar avid, it's a one-time sale. It's a marketplace that exists today. and you don't go, so you're matzel from their hands, the Gemara says. You're mamish, you're saving these items. Why pay full price? We're Jewish, we pay the sale price. But if it's one of these phony sales, sale, 50% off for the next 6 years, then you're not allowed to buy there. So you have to, I guess you have to know when is the sale over, when is this, to go bedafka, look for these sales on Chol HaMoed. Then like your Menashe Klein said, he's like, how can you go horseback riding on Chol HaMoed with your kids? Chol HaMoed is for learning Torah. Okay. Tried it with my wife, it didn't work. Take the kids learning. What are you taking them to the mall? All right. Zok the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Rova ikla. No, but my point was, I got sidetracked again. My point is, going to the mall and shopping in a way that it's mutter because it's the marketplace and it's not going to be there after Yontif, that's mutter. Why is it mutter? There's no tircha. How much tircha is it to take your credit card out of your pocket and swipe it? Over here, we're talking about real tircha, real work. Grabbing these heavy fish, putting them down, rinsing, cleaning, salting. These bags of salt are heavy. That's a tircha yaseira. That's a whole different story. Rav ikla reish gulusa. After the Savachal, you see that there's such a thing that you could eat it after 60 rinses. Rav ikla Rav Shapir, he went to Rav Shapir. Aisu l'kamayu, aukavar, they brought a fish. Tilta bishula, tilta milcha, v'tilta tavia. Very interesting fish. Half, a third of the fish was salted, another third was broiled, and the middle, the first one was cooked. Cooked, salted, broiled. Omarav, and of course, the salted part, they had to rinse off. Omarav, Omarli, Adat Saida. There was a man, a professional trapper, a hunter. Kavr Samach L'Misrachei Mali. It's very good to eat fish right before they go bad. Says Taisvus. We don't go by this, says Taisus. It's no good. Be careful of the fish that are almost spoiled. It's gonna destroy you. So Taisus said, brings the Gemara, that it's good, in a second we're going to learn, it's good to drink water after you eat fish. No. No good, says Taisus. But the Gemara says it's good to drink water after fish. Says Taisus v'shema. Listen to this. We have to remember this Taisus. Moikatan daf yud alef. V'shema nishtanu k'mayrfush v'shah shein tovis b'zman hazeh. Nishtanu atvayim. People's bodies have changed. And Taisus l'shitase talks about it in other places. But Bris, the whole thing. Our bodies have changed. Certain things changed over time. Water is dangerous for us. Spoiled fish, dangerous for us. As it's spoiling, dangerous. Isaac Morris says it's not. Nishtanu atvayim. That's what we have to remember. There's such a thing as the shtanu atfayim. Then he said, it goes into this whole thing, that's not really maybe fish. Interesting, at the end of Taisus, because he brings this in Chulin. Kavra means fish in Aramaic. But Taisus says, perhaps it's a type of a fish, because the Gemara in Chulin says, if you want to taste what P-I-G tastes like, pig, eat the tongue of kavra. Now, it can't be the tongue of every single fish in the world. What every single fish in the world has the same flavor in the tongue. Obviously, it means a specific fish called kavra. Fish are kavra, but there is a fish called kavra, individual fish also. So, by the way, there's a guy that his fish started to go bad. So he told his wife, let's do chesed with it. Give it to the kail guy next door. She said, what are you crazy? He says, no, they're fine with it. They don't care that much. So she had to listen to her husband. She gave it to the guy. And the guy got really sick. Really sick. So this usher, he goes and he visits the sick guy. He knew, how you doing? He says, I got this fish. It was terrible. 2 days later, he died. So the usher goes to Levaya, Maspidim, the whole thing, goes to the Shiva. And then he tells his wife, he says, you see, look how many mitzvahs we almost missed out if we wouldn't have given him the fish. Zog de Gemara. So, Somach le Misrachei Mali. It's gewaldic to eat fish as they're about to spoil. Vomarav, Omar Liyadat Saido, another thing he said. Kavro. So this is interesting. It's like a riddle. Kavro, fish, tavi bachua. The best is to broil it with its brother. What's its brother? You're in the water with something else. What else are you in the water? With salt. So broil with salt. Asuke, but when you take out the fish, it's already broiled. Bavua. Who's the father of the fish? The water. So put it in cold water, says Rashi. Michli, Now, how do you eat it? Bivrei. Oh, this, if you're Sephardi, do not look at this picture. This will make you vomit. This, yeah, it makes a lot of Ashkenazim also. This is the tzir. This is the, what do they call this? Brine. Is, I don't know. Whatever. Okay. So eat it with the gel of the fish. Ishti, ale, avua, and then afterwards drink water. And this is what Tysus says. In our days, you don't drink water. By the way, what do we drink after fish today? Whiskey. Whiskey, not wine, and not water, because we're going to see in a second, wine is not so good, Benny. Here, v'marav, v'marli adet saido, kaver tachli v'chalbo. If you eat fish, tachli is cress, this stuff, it's gvalka stuff, I never had it, but I'm assuming, v'chalbo and milk, lito in gufa, v'lo lito in puria. Go ahead and do exercise after you eat the stuff, don't go to bed. Drink water and not beer. Drink beer and not wine. Bekitzer, that's why today, maybe perhaps, they say there's a minhag to drink schnapps after fish and not so much whiskey and not wine or beer. David Aleph from the Bays, sponsored by Moshe Horn and Woody Wyman, as it's chos for Morty Maskowitz. Sponsored in honor of Rebelli, wishing Matzlocha and all his endeavors, both in Gashmias and Ruchnias, amen. And the official Mishnah is sponsored by Tomer's brother, Anonymous, Latzlochas Ruchni, Shimshin David Lipo ben Yudis Bela, and Yosef Yehuda ben Bela, and Yeshua Michal ben Bela. Mishav HaChazesav. A person has a whole vat of olives, and you let them sit there and heat each other up, and you know the heat causes them to start fermenting, and then it's easy to press them. And then a terrible thing happened. One of the Shiva Krivim, here's a list of the Shiva Krivim, you can read it yourself. Father, mother, wife, son, daughter, brother, or sister who's not married. One of those was Nifter, and he has to sit Shiva. Now he has a situation. He has a hefsed, a hefsed meruba. Why? Because once you mess around with the olives, you flip them over, hafach as Esav, they're not just sitting in the vat, you flip them over. If you don't go right away to the press, they're going to spoil. Now the Mishnah continues. Now the Mishnah doesn't say what to do. A person is in avelus, now we go to the next case. It happens every time. You get a bunch of workers and they don't show, they're no show. So now he's going to have a big loss. Here's the picture. And I think this is even a better picture, a real one. The way it worked is, you see this in Eretz Yisrael, beautiful stuff all over. This is a real picture. Just it has the explanation. So here's the kaira. This is what we're talking about. You put this piece of wood. Here's weights over here. Here's the basket that's full of olives. Here's a stone. The weights over here. Look at that. What is it called? The leverage. Thank you. You have all this leverage, squeezes out the olives, the olive oil goes down here, comes in, goes into this pool right over here. Okay, so you permit it to do it once, that's where most of the oil comes out. If you don't do it, you're going to have some meruba. And you leave it, don't do the second one until after Yantif. Divi Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yossi Omer, this is the Rebbe Yossi review that we had on Omer Aleph. Zoylev v'goymer, don't worry about it. You can do it the second time, third time, keep on going, even though it's not a tzarech for chalamayit. V'gav, you put it into the jar, seal the jar. Hakol b'seder, why? Fly shouldn't get in there, whatever it is. Do all you need to do, kidarko, you don't have to make any shinui, says Rabbi Yossi. No shinui, you don't have to use the left hand, you don't have to do another tool, you do it as is. Says the Gemara, it seems like from the Mishnah that I personally didn't read it like that because I thought it's a bunch of cases. The Gemara understands that you can read it. A guy has an avelos. What do? Nothing. You're stuck. But if his workers tricked him and didn't show up, then Tayin Kaira Rishayin Omenicha, then he could do this whole advice, whatever the Mishnah says. But not on the first one. From the Mishnah, even though Avelus is only the Rabbanon, to work on Chalam Mayed is a Deiraisa. Nevertheless, it's more chamor when a person is avelos to start making a teirim, start working with for hefsid meruba. A person is avelos, sit back, let it rot. Rav Ashi Omar lemiboy komar. Rav Ashi says, no, you didn't learn the right pshat in the Mishnah. Loy miboy b'mayev loy dimi d'rabbanon u'shari. Right, it's always interesting when Rav Ashi says something because Rav Ashi is the one that wrote the Gemara, but not really. He's Masada the Gemara, but then his son later on, different generation, they actually put it together and they put his name in there. Not only, of course, Avel is the Rabbanon, so of course it's mutter to do work when there's a hefsid. Elafil b'moyed, isim malacha d'araisa, brings Rashi this pasuk. It's chagam matzah, it's tishmor shivas yomim. Rabbi said, we have to remember this for the next chalamayid. We go on all these trips and do all these things. Is a mutter to get in a car and drive a chalamayid? Is a mutter to take a pen and write? Not so posh that you can write. People don't care. It's chalamayid. It says, tishmor shivas yamim. To get in a car, we just learned last night. It's mutter. You let it go on a donkey. You let it take your donkey. You let it fix the donkey. Whatever. You have to know. It's not a joke. It's not a weekday. That just it happens to be yantiv. And we got to be careful with work and all that stuff. Fine. So, he says, of course, if you're allowed to do it, when the Isser Malacha is the Raisa, but Chachamim were able, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chachamim the power to decide what you could do and what you can't do. So certainly, if a person's just the Avel, and the whole idea of Avelos is the Rabbanon in that case, that you can't work and all that, certainly you could work. His olives, B'makom say the Shor Rabbanon. They allowed it when there's absent. Tanya say the Rav Shisha Bari Daravidi, and we have a great riot to Rav Shisha that no, when a person is avelos, he should not do anything. It says, Elu dvarim ha'isim la'avil b'me'evloi. Look what it says. Ha'isim la'avil. Somebody else could take care of business for the avil. The avil is busy sitting shiva. You are permitted to do for him. What? Zeisav avuchim. If his owls were flipped over, now they're going to spoil. Tainim loy. You could go and do it for him. V'kadi logov, and you could seal the vessel, pishtoni lahalis mena mishra, and take out the flax from the filthy water. It's always a lot, and the Gemara always talks about how smelly it is. V'tzamroi lahalis mena yoyra, and you have wool, it's going to get ruined, you leave it there, you're allowed to do it for him. But he himself cannot do it. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That's what Rav Shisha was saying, that Avil cannot do all this work. Umar bitzim sodeyu mishtagia, oinas hamayim sholei, Rashi says, in those days, they used to switch off. I water the fields on Sunday, you do Monday, or I water the field this week, you do not. This guy thought he's going to get a freebie. He's awful, he can't do it. So people do it for him, he's going to have to pay them back. If you have a plowed field, you let a seed it, whatever the lashon is, and you only have a certain window to plant the flax, and it happens to be that it's during his shiva, you're allowed to plant it for him. Not true, they argue. Im lo tizra b'bach here, you don't have to do it early. Tizara b'ofel, do it later. Im lo tizra pishton, there's other things that you could plant. Okay, pishton has this 1 week window. You'll plant watermelons. What's the big deal? Tizara b'minach. Rav Shimon Gamliel loymer. Zeisav avuchin v'ein sham uman elohu. If he's the only guy this ofel, kadi logo v'ein sham uman elohu. He's the only one that knows how to do this. Pishton elaliz minah mishro. He's the only one. If somebody else tries to mess with it, they'll ruin everything. He could do all this. Avo could do all this when nobody's watching in private. If he's, I don't know if this is true. I heard it from a very reliable source. You can look into this. That at certain weddings, they allow a person in Shiva to play. The Chassan and Kala want this guy to play. You know, remember New York, Naginor, only this guy. I want this unbelievable guitarist. That's how it was. Only this. And now he's in Avelos. What? My wedding should be ruined because he's in Avelos? There's certain Eterim for Rabbi. I'm not saying that's accurate. As I state the sapper and the barber right before Yontav. You're not going to have a barber. Ubalon Rabbim in the bathhouse. Vigia, Esa Regal, Vincham Uman Elohu. And he's the only guy, the only professional. Harizi Yas, seems like it's okay from this Gemara. Harisin, hold on. We're late. It's already 9:01. Harisin, the people that are sharecroppers. I take your field. I'm going to work it. I'll split profits with you. These are like, I rent the field, I pay you back with fruit. Vakablonim, these are people that work hourly wages. Harelu yasu, acherim b'shvilon. Let other people do it. There's no big... The loss is not enough for you to work. Hachamorim, your taxi driver on a donkey. Hagamolim, vasaponim, in a boat. Harelu lo yasu, again, you shouldn't work. What if you're working for somebody else? And it's going to cause a loss for that other person. First of all, you're not going to get your salary for the whole entire period of time. Plus, the guy, the owner, is also going to lose out tremendously. Hare Eliyasu, you're allowed to do it for that. Schir Yoyim, if you're just a daily guy, you work daily. Afilu b'acheres Eliyasu, even if it's in another city, nobody will know that you're not Velus. Don't do it. What's the worst of the worst? You're going to miss out half your half a day salary? So you miss half a day. Nobody's going to, it's not a great loss that it's kedai for you to work during Avelus. What if you have to do a job for somebody else? Even though it's based on the piece, I'm a carpenter, every shtender I make X amount of money. It's not dependent on time. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. If you're working by the piece, then there's less of a reason that you should work during Avelos. It's yours. You're doing it on your time, not on his time. You're right. If you're a person is oval, he shouldn't work whether he's working by the piece, by the hour. Let's say somebody else promised the oval to do something. I have a carpenter. Somebody's oval, and there's a carpenter doing work for him. Is that carpenter allowed to do for him? Because people are going to say, look, he lied. He was supposed to do it himself, and he hired a carpenter during his avelos. Lo yasu. Shouldn't do it. But if it's in another place, Yasu, if it's in his factory, he could do it. Says the Gemara real quickly, just finish. They had a partnership. Each one owned an ox. Each one had one ox power, two oxen. Each rabbi milto b'mar b'reid rav acha b'reid rava. He had an avelos. One of his relatives died. Now, it's also for his animal to work during avelos. So, what did he do? Upaski legamle. He removed his ox. What happens when you remove an ox? Now you're stuck with one ox power. It can't plow the field. Om Ravashi, Gavar Rabba, I don't understand, says Ravashi. Gavar Rabba, Kimar Bereid, Ravacha, Ovidachi. How could he do such a thing and hurt his friend? Nidlub said that they look chayish. Okay, he doesn't care because he's Ovil. Adachem li chayish. How could he not be careful about other people's money? Batanyim, Hoyu Muskorma, Mukhorma, it's Acherim, Ariel Yasu. Says Mufurish that if is by other people, if other people incur a loss, you could do it. Vusavar, and what did he think? Adam Chashev Shani, people are going to sit there and look, and they're going to think that he did it b'dafka, and he did it on the avelos. So he said, let's get out of here. The Rishonim discussed whether he has to pay his shutef or not. Have a wonderful day.